This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to reform our irresponsible, unfair, and antiquated voter registration system. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the extremely low voter turnout in 1988 is a national scandal. Democracy doesn't work when voters don't vote. Only half of all eligible voters went to the polls last year to cast their votes for president. We can eliminate one cause of the problem, obsolete registration laws that discourage voting by making it an obstacle course to the polls. Many such laws began as turn-of-the-century measures to prevent new immigrants from voting. Yet they're still on the books, doing their dirty work year after year. One worthwhile reform is the Motor Voter Plan. You're automatically registered to vote when you apply for a driver's license or ask to renew it. At a single stroke, we can register up to 90% of all voters. I know, Al. You'd rather wait till the 21st century to bring registration into the 20th century. Try starting your motor now, Al. Endorse Motor Voter.
I'd wait till the 22nd century for that crazy scheme. Ted, your problem last year was that those voters who did show up switched off the ignition on Michael Dukakis' engine. We darn well need to make every assurance that those who want to vote, those who really want to play a part in their democracy, have the easiest and unrestricted means to do so. You betcha, I'll join in supporting any worthwhile program that accomplishes that lofty goal. But the root of the problem is much deeper. Too many Americans are apathetic, fed up about the process, and candidates, no wonder. The last campaign seemed to last forever. By November of 1988, many people were exhausted by the marathon. Too much time, too much money, too much hype. I earnestly support efforts to bring more people into the voting track, Ted, but while we're at it, let's try to make the ride worth their ticket money. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.